Today we are looking forward to observe a very good event of release of 128 children. This includes 90 boys and 38 girls. And the children are coming from two different armed groups.
Right. So who is releasing these children, and how important is it today? I mean, how important is today's release?
Well, these children are being released from two armed groups, as I said before. One is South Sudan National Liberation Movement, SSNLM, and the second one is SPLA-IO. We have about 120 coming from SSNLM and 8 children from SPLA-IO. This release is very important. First of all, it's important for children themselves that they'll be able to leave their childhood, they'll go back to their families, and they proceed with their life as required. But also, it's very important because children will be able to realize their rights. Most of these children will be able to go back to school, but of course, others won't be able to go back to school because of different reasons, and they will choose different disciplines. Some of them will go for vocational training, and others will do business training in the identified centers.
Mm-hmm.
But most important is that it shows us that the armed groups and armed forces, they are leading to their commitment or not using any recruited students, and they have started releasing all those students who are in their ranks.
Right. So, and what role has UNICEF played in securing the release of these children, and what happens next after this?
UNICEF, as a member of country task force in South Sudan, making sure that we monitor and provide support to prevent child violation. We have been working with other stakeholders to advocate with parties to conflict to stop recruitment and use of children. And one important step which was taken and supported by UNICEF with other actors is the signing of action plan by SPLA-IO to stop killing and maiming of children, but also stop recruitment and use of children. And as I mentioned before, we have seen that SPLA also is one of the group releasing children today. But also the important role we play is to ensure that parties to conflict that release children will be provided with required, I mean, those children who are released from parties to conflict will be provided with required social services. And also, we have been providing support to government and relevant actors to build capacity on child protection for those parties who have children, to make sure that they know what are children required to do, why are not they are not required to stay with the children, and why they should release these children.
Right. And Mr. Vadesto, you may recall that during the second release in April, UNICEF South Sudan said it required at least $45 million to support the release, demobilization and reintegration of about 19,000 children over the next 3 years. So what progress has been made in raising the fund needed for this exercise?
Well, yes, I mean, the reintegration of children is I would say it's heavy lifting. It requires a lot of resources. And in the previous release, we mentioned $45 million, but I would like to take this opportunity to thank the community, as we have managed to get some funds to support enrollment of released children, 348 in first phase, 248, and those who were released in people. They have been enrolled in education through back-to-school program. They have been provided with the vocational training, and they have been provided with psychosocial support. But the most important as well, we were able to trace their families and reunite them. But this is an unfinished agenda, and we still have a number of children with armed groups. We still have children who are released and they need reintegration program, and we urge all donors that more resources are required, and we look forward to engage more with donors and get resources for reintegration program.
Right. And finally, just before you go, what message do you have for armed groups still holding children in their ranks and for the communities which these children are joining?
Yeah, one, I think for armed groups which are still holding children in their ranks, we urge them again that in military, in armed forces, it's not the place for children. and we request them to leave their commitment that they will stop recruitment of children, they will stop use of children, and they should release all children. Altogether, we urge all parties to conflict to stop grave child rights violations. We know that we still hear and get reports of children who are being killed, children who are being maimed, but all children who are being abducted and being used in the conflict. So we will be happy to see that all children live with their families, they go back to school, and they live their childhood. To the community, we thank them that they are able to accept these children back to the community, but we need them to provide all necessary support to children who are returning to their families and make sure that they live with their families, they live their life, their childhood, and they go back to school.
Vedesto, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.